First, Assemblyman Jared Huffman called for a scientific study of possible health effects associated with the smart meters. Now, even before that study has been completed, he has introduced legislation this week to let those who fear the devices avoid having them installed.
My bill attempts to cut through this kind of paralyzing debate where PG&E and the PUC have said these smart meters are going to be installed with wireless technology on your home, whether you like it or not. And a growing number of folks have expressed concerns that they may not want a wireless-based energy meter on their house. Many folks feel that there may be health risks associated with wireless exposures, and others, for their own reasons, don't feel comfortable.
The simple solution, says the San Rafael Democrat, is to let those who want to opt out.
You don't have to agree that there are health risks to support my bill, because my bill simply gives people a choice. It says that if you don't want a wireless smart meter, you can get one based on wired technology, and then we'll all have the same benefits of a smart grid and the real-time billing and environmental and consumer benefits that that can bring. But you'll have a choice of technology.
Huffman's move came as a welcome surprise to Sandy Maurer, the Sebastopol woman whose EMF safety network has led the resistance to the utility's smart meter installation program.
I'm absolutely thrilled. I think it's a big step in the right direction. I think it sends a really strong message both to the public, to PG&E, and it sends a strong message to the California Public Utilities Commission, especially that Mr. Huffman has done this just a few days after the CPUC has thrown out our application for smart meter hearings. We asked for public hearings on health impacts. We've asked for a moratorium, and the CPUC has recently thrown that application out.
But simply passing legislation enabling consumer choice doesn't mean that alternative technology will actually be available, says PG&E spokesman Paul Moreno.
For some weeks now, we have been reviewing options to a wireless smart meter. Still too early to provide much detail. One of the things we have to look at is what is the cost of such a potential option.
Moreno says the charges of billing inaccuracies from the new meters have been fixed or debunked, and the utility remains politely skeptical about the health issues.
We get smart meter calls every day, everything from simple questions about what are the benefits of the program to some people expressing concerns on the radio frequency. Earlier, we used to get more calls about smart meter accuracy, but an independent assessment by our regulators showed that the meter program is working well, that the new meters are actually more accurate than the old meters.
Huffman concedes that point, but says the health concerns are another matter altogether.
I think the billing inaccuracies have been put to rest by some recent independent studies. The health issue is not going to be resolved anytime soon. You're going to see science that tends to point in both directions, some suggesting there may be health issues, others suggesting there aren't. So it will be unresolved.
The smart meter bill will be taken up by the legislature in January. Huffman hopes it'll be passed and ready for the governor's signature by summer. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.